look at the next slide, because I want to ask you a question. If you're not canoeing, paddling, going God's way, look what the slides say. God becomes weightless in your life. Let's turn to see the verse that's there. If you're in Colossians, go to 1 Timothy. That's our next scripture, chapter 4 and verse 7. Here's what the Apostle Paul says. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. What's that? Start paddling against the river of the world. Have you ever heard someone say worldliness, the world, and all that? What are they talking about? They're talking about the river. The river that's flowing away from God. You and I are born. Here is God, theta. I should spell it out. I have people that watch these videos and they say, I don't know Greek. So theta is the first Greek letter of the word God. But God is here. And this is Satan and hell and the demons. And when you and I were born, we were dropped right here in this river that's going this way. It's going toward death and hell and destruction. And we're dropped in here, and we spend our lives floating with all of our friends on the wide road. When we get saved, the Lord, we're still in the river, but he turns us around. And every day that we paddle against the current is called sanctification. That's me cooperating with God. Every day that we float along with our friends, the old term for it used to be called backsliding. Do you know what the new term for it is? Distraction. That I'm not paying attention to what? Look at 1 Timothy 4:7. Exercise yourself toward godliness, sanctification, godlikeness, not loving the world, not going along with the world, not flowing along with the world, but rather identifying with Christ and going toward the narrow way, the way of life, not toward the broad road, the way of Satan and hell. Now, I'd like to read you an article, because recently David Wells, a gifted theologian and a member of the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals, said this, and it caught my attention. He said, "It is one of the defining marks of our culture that God is now weightless. I don't mean by this that God is ethereal, but rather God has become unimportant in our culture. God rests upon the world so inconsequentially as to not be noticed. He has lost his saliency for human life. It used to be that people thought about God and what would God think and what does God say. That is a distant, ancient memory. People don't even think about God anymore. God is less interesting than television. They'd rather watch television than go to church and listen about God. God's commands, the Bible, are less authoritative than people's appetites, desires, and opinion. God's truth is not as compelling as advertisers' sweet fog of flattery and lies." In other words, when a television or an internet or whatever advertiser says that if you do this, you'll be happy, God says if you do that, you will not be happy. You're disobeying, you're sinning against him, but people believe what the advertiser said. That's what I mean by God is weightless. The question is, look back at the slide, is God weightless in your life today? Are you, 1 Timothy 4:7, are you disciplining yourself for godliness? How do you do that? Next slide. Have you surrendered your mind to foolishness or wisdom? Now look at that text at the bottom of the slide, Romans 12:1-2. Okay? Look up from the slide and look at your Bible with me. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. And this is a conscious choice we have to make, Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Paul said. What does he say? God wants us to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And look at this. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? What does it say in your Bible? What's the next word? Right. Your mind. Now, what is conformity to the world? Floating. Worldliness is going the way we were born, where everybody else is going. It's the way of the world, and it's the world, the flesh, the devil, the broad road leading to destruction. Sanctification is paddling, disciplining ourselves. How does it start? Look at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. Have your mind, verse 2, transformed by the renewing that God offers.